Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, I'm going to be in New York City this week, receiving a second award for that book, the Axiom Business Book Award. That's an international book award. I'm really proud of that. So I hope you'll check out the website, ageofthecustomer.com, and see what it's all about. Amit Kazar is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and CEO of Multifunding. He helps small business owners learn about, educate themselves, and get the funding that they need to grow their businesses, which Amit, I'm convinced, is going to look a lot different. That whole process is going to look a lot different over the next 3 to 5 years than it ever has before. I think in a lot of ways we won't recognize that landscape in 5 years from now. What do you think?
I think we are seeing a whole group of new online lenders who are important and are filling holes in the lending landscape.
That's the best way to say it. They're filling holes.
But that being
and, I,
said,
and there were times in my career when I was in one of those holes, and I needed to have someone fill a hole for me, and I did it, but it was a lot more difficult than it had to be, and I think maybe some of these online folks are going to help with that. When we went to the break, you were going to tell us about how you would advise some of the candidates on how to, Hillary Clinton, who says she wants to be the small business president, and has come up with a handful of ideas, but you said you had some ideas on how you would advise them.
Yeah, and this could be the Hillary Clinton or anybody else. It's not a political issue. I don't think that access to capital or small business is a political issue. Number one is, they're not necessarily in consecutive order, but one of the things that amazes me, Jim, is whenever I go down to Washington and I join in different groups that are talking about this access to capital issue, which is a critical issue, not just for small business, but for the economy, is that, if you ask any intelligent person in D.C. How we're doing with access to capital and how it's going with small business lending, no one knows how to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many different definitions of what comprises a small business, and so many different sources of data and statistics that we don't know if small business lending is up, left, right, the center, going down, sliding, etc. And until we can agree and pick a definition, let's say a small business is a company with revenue of $1 million or less, and agree that anyone who lends money to them needs to, at a minimum, report on their activity, we won't be able to really understand what's going on out there, and that's incredibly frustrating, and it should be frustrating to anyone in Washington who's trying to monitor and understand.
Well, you're right about that. The probably, I don't know, 80%, at least 80% fit that category, under $1 million in revenue. And you may have better numbers than my estimates, but the truth is those businesses are in the critical, many of those businesses are in the critical breakout stage, where if they could get a little bit of help, if they could get capital, they could grow their business, and in 5 years they could be at $5 million.
Exactly right. And we don't know, it might be 90% of the businesses, but to couple those up and report them with stats of businesses with revenue of $20 million or less, or $50 million or less, or you pick the stat, you're creating statistical gibberish.
What would you tell these candidates to do?
Oh, Well, I think that there needs to be a mandate in Washington that we, through the FDIC or whoever it might be, that we pick a number. Maybe it's a million, maybe it's 2 million. It's based on revenue. And there is a reporting requirement so that we can see and understand what the heck is going on. Because right now, we're all...
Report, and you say reporting. Who's going to report?
Well, right now, as an example, the banks report to the FDIC. Mm-hmm. But they report on loans with a balance of $1 million or less instead of doing it on company size.
I see.
And so, and unfortunately, and this is another one of the hot topics I'd like to talk about, there are hundreds of alternative lenders or online lenders who aren't reporting anywhere or at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what would how would we benefit from those statistics?
Oh, we'd benefit from them so that we can make informed and intelligent decisions about what's going on and what the issues are.
Mm-hmm. And where the attention needs to be paid.
Exactly. So right now we're like cruising around in the dark. Everyone in Washington loves to cite SBA statistics
mm-hmm.
as signs that things are working well with small business lending. And the SBA is a great program. It's an important program.
It is a small portion of the overall lending in America.
It's less than 5%.
Yeah, it's just very small. Now, the SBA has great numbers, great statistics. I have known many of their chief economists over the years and have great regard for them. But in terms of their lending activity applied to, you know, writ large, it's not appropriate.
Exactly. And that's my point.
I need your website again, please.
www.multifunding.com.
More advice to Washington from Ami Khazar after these messages. Listen, are you listening, Washington?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.